Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're playing this because Mark Richt is coming on today?
Yeah, big day for Canes fans.
All right. That's not like... Is it? I can
feel it coming. Big day?
Like how? I mean, he's been on with us a half a dozen times. And... Well, why is it a big day for Canes fans?
Big day for Heat fans, too.
Is it?
Big day
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, one day closer. Big day for Panther fans as well.
Do Canes fans love Mark Richt?
I don't know. It's a really good question. I've asked myself that question. I find it impossible not to like him. Like, I understand, you know, someone who doesn't like Al Golden.
Yeah.
I even understand some Canes fans that don't like Randy Shannon. Tough for me to not like someone that meant so much to on-field success. But Mark Richt, man, like, that dude did everything right by the university, didn't he? I mean, the only thing we talked about, the only thing he didn't want to do, he didn't want to fire his kid. And so he resigned instead of making it a big thing. Like, he did right by the university, in my opinion.
Okay, I was asking because he's coming on today, but I don't know if Canes fans get jacked up because it's Mark Richt or just, okay,
right,
we have a good interview. Because he really, if you put it in the whole scheme of college football, he was there for a cup of coffee, man. What did he coach, like 30 games?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was three seasons, and one season was wildly successful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It petered out at the end, but it you had success during one season that you hadn't seen in a long time, and then the rest of it was very unremarkable. But he just, like, he didn't want to leave the university in a lurch. He didn't want to put them in a bad spot. Like, I thought he was a real stand-up guy by actually resigning and doing it fast enough that they were able to get Manny Diaz back quickly.
I got you. So if Larry Coker, Schnellenberger, Butch Davis come to the house, they're getting sea bass. Mark Richt's getting hamburger helper.
If Larry Coker, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, yeah.
Howard Schnellenberger come to the house, they're getting sturgeon. All right,
ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's about $50 a pound, ain't it?
If Al Golden shows up at the house.
An ass whooping.
Well, I was thinking more in the line of meals, but sure,
Lori,
ass whooping.
Lori, DJ, jump him.
Grab him by the tie. Anyway, Mark Richt is going to join us today. There's a lot going on, as Solana connotes by the song there. I loved watching the NBA last night. I had a great time. Listen, I'm going to say it. This doesn't mean that you win anything or whatever, but Zion Williamson was not in great shape. But I'm just going to acknowledge what I saw last night. He was... What? Perfect timing!
Gotta play the drums now. Everybody knows you gotta play the drums.
I was... Now, Zion's minute... Didn't he score like 13 points in 15 minutes? So yeah. He's not like... He's out there. He is more than a contributor, but man, I was expecting a little bit something. He looked as thick as he looked when he started the season.
Yeah, y'all said he's going to come back looking like Paul George. Get the hell out of here. But, bro, this is playing right into my narrative, and I'm sure he'll have a get-back game. The man has talent. He's explosive. His body is not ready to play in the NBA, and I don't think it's ever going to be ready to put in 35 minutes a night. as we saw last night. Bro, y'all explain this to me. Give me the thought process of Alvin Gentry, of why you have this guy out for four months,
and
he plays 15 minutes, 13 points.
Alvin Gentry did say he was on a minutes restriction so that we used him the minutes that he was allowed, but I kind of blame Alvin Gentry for not having him at the end. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you want Zion Williamson in the last 3 minutes rather than having him, you know, for 3 minutes at the beginning of the second half? Like, I don't understand that logic there, but regardless, I enjoyed watching the return of the NBA. I enjoyed watching the Lakers. So we had a bet. Remember, we had Brian Windhorst on the show yesterday. He told us that they're going to run this almost like a scrimmage, he thought. And he said he wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see LeBron or Kawhi in the fourth quarter, blah, blah, blah. So you and I extrapolated that and said, okay, we're going to bet the LeBron under, because if he's not playing, he's going to facilitate at the beginning. We won the bet. The only bet we made last night was the LeBron under, and it was under 25.5 points, but it was not because of what Brian Windhorst said.
No.
It just, his shot was way off. He missed some bunnies, but he also was facilitating, but he played a lot of minutes and he was right there at the end. I mean, he really D'd up at the end of the game to make sure the victory was intact. So,
and
but we won.
I don't know if, you know, if that was last night, but it seems like LeBron was trying to get AD involved a lot. Like LeBron was, you could tell he was making an effort to get AD the ball.
Deion Waiters looked all right last night.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He looked all right last night.
When y'all texted, I was so mad, but I was like, yeah, you're so correct. He does look okay.
He did. He looked all right. Deion Waiters, a lot of stuff going on.
Deion Waiters told Crowder to sat his ass down last night.
Well, he wasn't that good. Wait a second. Let's not. I mean, he didn't put up 30 and 20. I mean, but he looked like he could contribute. Which is what, you know, LeBron needs on that team. But, yeah, but he's also a head case.
Are we lowering the bar? I was amazed that he got in. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when he entered the game, I was like, oh, they're playing Deion Waiters? Wow. So he won by getting in the game in my book.
Right. Already he's exceeded your expectations just by entering the game. So another Marlins player has tested positive. I'm going to steal your headlines here, I guess, a little bit, Solana. But another Marlins player has tested positive. So now apparently all the Marlins players that have tested positive are going to travel by bus back from Philadelphia to Miami.
Who's that? That's 20? 20 hours?
20 guys, 20 hours on buses. So
I didn't work my whole life to sit on a Greyhound for a day.
I know that's
something.
Still better than flying Spirit. Hey, give me a rim shot. Anybody? No,
I'm with
nothing
you.
Ready. Got nothing ready there. Thank you.
Are these seats made out of old bottles? Why are these? What are these seats made out of? This recycled
ESPN,
plastic.
They have, I guess, chosen their new Monday Night Football booth for this season. I'll get to that in a second. Let's get headlines here. Just spoiler alert, no more Booger and no more Joe Tessitore. Let's get headlines.
You, Booger ain't had a chance.
he's driving the Marlins home on the Booger Mobile. All right, let's get headlines here. I'll give you the whole Monday Night Football booth. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
We'll stick with Major League Baseball. Two St. Louis Cardinals players tested positive for coronavirus, so Major League Baseball postponed tonight's or today their game in the afternoon today in Milwaukee.
I'm a little unclear on when the game was, just based on your explanation. Can I get something more secure than tonight last in the evening afternoon game?
I have written down Friday afternoon at night. That's what I have written down. So I had to pivot there. And,
all right, listen, as long as you stay true to your notes.
That's handwritten. You decided upon that.
John Heyman, he reported Marlins second baseman Isan Diaz is considering opting out of the season.
All right.
Heat versus Nuggets tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Let's go.
Yes.
Come on.
Nuggets are 2-point favorites or 1.5, depending on where you look. Eric Spoelstra says all players are available for tomorrow, including KZ Akpala. Free KZ.
All right. Big news,
Nobody
I guess.
Never said that.
Is anyone interested?
Abducted.
But do we need KZ Akpala?
No. There's a free KZ movement, though, on Heat Twitter, and I'm behind it. and I just wanted to state my support.
Okay. So, all right. So there's not a movement on Heat Twitter. You're just trying to get your bag of bits extended onto Twitter.
Spo said there will be something similar by the Heat on Saturday night to the social statements. It's not Saturday night, it's just Saturday. I don't know what's going on. Made in last night.
I'm having a tough time distinguishing between night and day.
Yeah. Let me try this again. Spo said there will be something similar by the Heat on Saturday to the social statements made in last night's NBA games. He said it will be done in collaboration with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I thought that the demonstrations before both games were extremely patriotic and very well thought out. And if you're one of these people that's like, oh, I can't stand it, I just want to see basketball, and which is fine. Like, you could be that. Like, I don't even mind that. You know, if they did away with the national anthem in front of games, I'm not going to shed a tear. But if you didn't watch the NBA last night because it's too woke for you, or there's too, like, it was a basketball game. Like, they used their platform, in my mind, they used their platform to get a message out, a very important message, and it's incumbent upon everybody to listen to the message. And then it was a basketball game, the kind of basketball game where you're jawing at the refs and you're complaining on every foul that's called on you. And I didn't get lost inside something else that wasn't a basketball game.
And let's be honest, those demonstrations in both games lasted less than 5 minutes. If you're that upset, go grab a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't feel this way, but I'm just saying, like, if you're really taking that side, go grab a sandwich.
100%.
You got 4.5 minutes.
I'm telling you, if you like NBA basketball and for you it's just not going to be right because there's too much political commentary or whatnot, you're missing the boat, because they're using their platform in a peaceful way, and then they're playing basketball. Like, you're outwoking yourself by taking a stand if there's, you know, because it really, it's a basketball game. Like, that's it. It's a basketball game. So, but I thought it was very nice.
If you appreciate the movement, you're woke. If you don't, are you sleep?
We need more sleep.
Hey, wake up.
Woke people are calling for more wokeness, and people don't like the wokeness. They want more sleep. they want the woman, the mother, and Get Out. They need the teacup. Sleep.
Chapped.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
The Panthers are back tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna talk with Goldie in the next segment. So don't try to break it down, because he can do that for us.
I'll hold my takes. Game one versus the Islanders tomorrow. 4 p.m. on 560.
Tomorrow morning, 4 p.m. All right.
Finally, guys, Coca-Cola announced it will debut a new Coke with coffee. It's a drink that'll hit stores in January to broaden their beverage lineup.
I will tell you, friend of the program, Darren Revelle, Instagrammed it this morning and said it is the best Coca-Cola launch that he can recall in the longest time. And he gets paid sometimes for his social media takes because he's got so many followers. He said, this is not an ad. I literally just got a can. I tried it. He goes, this is unbelievably good. So looking forward to it. I like coffee. I like Coke.
You got to put just caffeine on caffeine.
Let's go.
That orange vanilla, that orange vanilla got my heart. I don't give a damn
that
what Darren
says. Good,
man.
It's that stuff delicious. Is good. Legit good. Somebody texts in, what happened to Ripped Zion? The dude had hock definition. Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you want me to tell you? I said
at the beginning
of the show.
So y'all are telling me he gained 30 pounds overnight? What
no.
is he eating? What
no,
is he eating?
He looked like he looked. I mean, he's just he's got big bones.
Yes, and big fat wrapped around those big bones.
Anything else, Solana?
Let's get to weather as we monitor now Hurricane Isaias. So,
by the way, Julie Durda, meteorologist from Local 10, she will join us again today. She's going to hop on at 4 o'clock this afternoon, 4 o'clock, with an up-to-the-minute update on Isaias.
Right now, your update on Isaias, it is a hurricane. Right now, it's heading towards the southeast coast of the United States. However, the cone has shifted more to the east. So right now, at least Miami and the South Florida area, the listening area, is not going to be directly impacted. However, we are under tropical storm warnings. Currently, still very important to keep an eye on it, because if it does shift a little more west, then we could be expecting some more serious weather here in South Florida. We'll keep an eye on it. And Julie Durda again, 4 p.m.
All right, very good. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, Fox Sports Florida, your Panthers play-by-play man. He is going to join us, as Solana mentioned. Panthers, they begin a playoff run tomorrow. It's the Stanley Cup qualifiers. They're trying to get into the big dance. Five-game series with the Islanders. That kicks off tomorrow. Again, as Solana mentioned, you'll hear all the Panthers action on 560 WQAM The Joe. We're going to talk with Goldie next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hawk and Crowder.
We can really get back into the habit of doing 15 minutes of heat, because the Heat are picking it up again. We're talking with Goldie about the Panthers, although we can ask him about the Heat as well. But we should get back in the habit of doing 15 minutes of heat, which is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Steve Goldstein is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Goldie, the play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. I mentioned the Heat, so they've got the 1 o'clock game against the Nuggets tomorrow, and then the Panthers, 4 o'clock puck drop in Toronto against the New York Islanders. It's a five-game Stanley Cup qualifying series, and I know, Goldie, I'm excited about this. Crowder's excited about this. I obviously know that you're excited about this, but we did watch the exhibition game this week against the Lightning. And that was a brutal showing by the Cats. So what do? You just, like, for any exhibition game, you didn't put it out of your mind. Don't even worry about it. Like, what did Coach Q say about that performance?
Well, he thought it was a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, obviously, look, there's a lot of ways you could approach that game. It's very unprecedented. You only have one of them after 4.5 months off. The Panthers clearly, I thought, approached it like it was the first game of an exhibition of a normal training camp season, where Tampa approached it as, let's go after it and get our game together immediately. And you saw the big difference. You know, I'd say about 75% of the teams that played, I mean, all 24 teams played one of those games. I'd say the majority of them came out and played the way Tampa played. And then you had the other 25% that just kind of said, okay, let's just go through the motion here and get our legs going. And you know, they in practice the day before in a noon game, and let's just get it done. So I'm not going to read too much into it. I'll let you know around 4:45 after the first period on Saturday, whether that's the team. I'm assuming they're going to come out a lot more intense. And for this team, which, as we know, Hawk, unfortunately, has had these, you know, ups and downs, these highs and lows over this season and over the years, you know, maybe it is a positive. Maybe it is a wake-up call to say, hey, let's not fool ourselves. We weren't even close to playing at a playoff-type pace and intensity. So we'll see how it happens unfolds tomorrow.
And, Goldie, as we're seeing sports, you know, restart, like the baseball, we're seeing 10-9 scores. It seems like the pitchers aren't really – they have their control yet. You know what I'm saying? NHL, what do you anticipate? NFL, I'll tell you my thing, Goldie. I think in NFL – it's going to be defense over offense, because offense is all about timing and meetings and getting your adjustments down. Defense is all reactionary. So I think the score is going to be lower when football does come back. How is this very peculiar year? How is this different year? How do you think it affects hockey?
I think it's a great question. I think it's totally up in the air. I'm really not sure. You know, you're right about timing. That's one thing when you talk about power plays and things like that. But, you know, it's like the beginning of a season. I mean, that's the way I look at this thing. And every year in every sport, right, we see teams a week or two into the season that are, you know, 5-0 or something, or 6-0, or an NFL team that goes 3-1 in September and they end up finishing 6-10. The difference in the NHL, which makes this thing just unbelievable, is if you have a few bad games, you're going home. Like, there's no, like, the NBA, like, the Heat have the first of 8 regular season games after playing 3 practice games. There's a runway there. So I don't know what to expect. You know, I'm assuming, look, in the Panthers' case, they're playing a team that is so buttoned down, has such an identity of being a defensive team. It is not a hard style to play. You just have to be committed to doing it. So in the Panthers' case, I believe that this series, the Panthers have no choice but to play that way, because if they try to run and gun and open it up and, like you said, figure, hey, maybe teams don't have their systems down yet, I don't think that's going to work against the New York Islanders. But as far as the sport overall, it's a great question. I got no idea what to expect. I'm sure there'll be a few, you know, 6-4 games over the next over this weekend in the NHL, I'm guessing.
And Goldie, just to what you just said, was it a mistake not to have some warm-up games to jump right into the playoffs? NHL did it different than the NBA. Was that a mistake?
I don't think so. You know, the top four seeds, they have basically warm-up games because they're playing for seeding. So, you know, they're not going home. These other teams, and I got to be honest with you, I'm thrilled the Panthers have an opportunity, but, you know, hey, you put yourself in that position by being where you were. So the fact that they only let these teams, you know, play a best of five series with one exhibition, I mean, look, you have a little bit of leeway. I mean, you don't want to go down 0-2 in a best of five, but you basically have one game to get yourself, you know, get yourself together. I'm not so sure the players wanted to play more than, you know, better than I do, Crowder. You know, players in preseason games, practice games, they don't like those very much.
Yeah. Especially if you ain't getting
paid.
He
hated them. Right.
No, yeah, I would ask,
hey, coach, so how many plays do I have to play today? You say 10 plays, correct? I would count down.
Right. That's $50 a play. All right, coach, I'll give you
less than that. $20 a play.
You answered, you answered your own question then.
Yeah. Steve Goldstein. Goldie is with us. So you can watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. Again, it's a 4 o'clock puck drop. When's your pregame start on Fox Sports Florida?
A half hour before each game. So 3:30. And then next week they get 2 days off and they'll play back to back on Tuesday and Wednesday. And those are 11:30 a.m. pregame starts, noon faceoffs.
Right, and then for those that want to listen to it on the radio, it'll be on 560 WQAM, The Joe. Same situation. You've got 4 o'clock puck drop tomorrow, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, noon games, and then Crowder and I will be on 560 after the games on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be on regular time Tuesday, Wednesday on 790. But yeah, this is going to be a frenetic, because you kind of got me nervous there, because you said in your first answer, it was like, Hawk, you know, every now and then, you know, this team has some peaks and valleys. Like, you can't have a valley in this. You literally cannot have a valley, which leads me to this question. Will there be a really short leash on Sergei Bobrovsky?
Great question. You know, we spoke about this when, like in June, if you recall, when they were talking about this return to play, and we actually had a conversation about who the goalie would be, and you were on the money, Hawk. You said, oh, there's no question, it's Sergei Bobrovsky, he's got to start. But the leash, great question. I don't know what they do, okay, and I hope it doesn't happen. I don't anticipate it happening, but if he has, like, a really bad game tomorrow, what do you do? I don't know.
I mean, if they're down 4-0 at the end of two, like they were against Tampa, you can't have them play in the third period. And I don't even think you can let them finish the second period.
Right. And maybe you don't, you know, and then you come back and start them in game two. So it's a great question. You know, the Islanders, you know, their two goaltenders are pretty much similar. It's a toss up over who plays. So there's absolutely no leash there. I mean, whoever loses, even if he plays well, the other guy's probably going to play game two. Panthers aren't quite in that boat because of the experience that Bobrovsky has. So, you know, I think there's a short leash on everybody on this team. I wouldn't be surprised if Quenneville, you know, basically plays 4 or 5 defensemen in the game tomorrow, basically plays the 10 forwards out of the 12 that are going good. He's like that. You know, this guy is coached in playoffs. I mean, he's one of the all-time winningest coaches. So he's going to have his finger on the pulse quickly of who's going, who's not going, and those are the guys that will play. And I got to think maybe with a little more rope, but not that much more, the goaltender as well.
Let me just segue into a couple other things here with Steve Goldstein. I don't know if you watched any of the NBA open their season last night. I'm sure you watched some of the Marlins when they had their opening 3-game series and looked very good, actually. Goldie obviously does a lot of news and sports on CBS4. I'm wondering, in your opinion, because the NBA, NHL, things seem to be going well with testing. There's no positives. MLB is not in a bubble, and the Marlins have lost at least a week's worth of games. And now the Cardinals have positive tests, and so they're having games postponed. Do you think sports can exist right now outside of the bubble format?
I think it's a great question. I think it can exist, Hawk, but you know, you're going to have these ups and downs and cancellations and postponements. It's just a fact. Look, you know, take Aaron Ekblad, right? He was at practice today, this morning. He's now in his hotel room, or he is at one of two designated restaurants only open for the Panthers, okay, in their time slot, and you can only either walk there or you take an NHL bus, which is cleansed six times a day. And that's it. That's all these guys are doing. So that's why the NHL has no positive tests. No one's going home. Even if you're being careful, you live with other people. Maybe they were out. Maybe they went to CVS and they, you know, took their mask off for 2 seconds and boom, you know, got it. So I think it can exist, but we need to be very aware of there's going to be these ongoing interruptions. I just believe that's going to be the case. There's going to be games canceled, games postponed, teams that are shut down from time to time. I just think it's inevitable, and we're really seeing that now in baseball. But the sport is still going on. I mean, they're still playing games, just not every team is on schedule.
And Goldie, something me and Hoff talked about a couple times now, where like the Marlins, bro, you need 9 guys on the field to play baseball. They have 17 players that got COVID. Like, what's your thought, Goldie, on like leagues, MLB with the Marlins, or you know, now any other team starts getting a crazy breakout, where Goldie, they just tell them try again next year, 2021 season, like just shut down the team. Are you on board with just shutting down the entire team? Because as they postpone
one
these games,
team out of the, like continue yeah. the league, but just shut down a team.
As they postpone these games, you know, now we're going to start packing it in later, and now it's going to become a scheduling nightmare. If a team has a 17-player breakout, like Hawk's saying, 30 teams to 29 teams, I don't know if that makes a big difference.
You know, it may not make a big difference. I don't know if they have to wait the full 2 weeks. You know, the whole season's 8 weeks, right? Basically. So, you know, if you have to wait two full weeks,
already.
Sure, it's tough. Right, it's hard to get it in. Now, can they come back on Monday or Tuesday and play? The other thing is, I'm not ready to say that yet because this thing is just starting. Now, if that same team then has more outbreaks and you have to postpone them again, yeah, then you got to tell them, hey, look, you're missing half the year. You're causing all kinds of problems. And then you just have to do it. You have no choice. But remember, there's a lot of monetary factors here. You know, every single team has a local TV contract. They've got sponsors and all those things are still in play. So I think, you know, the old expression, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I'm giving the first few teams, as this is a whole new world for everybody, a little bit of leeway. But at some point, yes, I think that you can make that. I wouldn't have a problem with it. If you go out again and, you know, 15 guys get it. Hey, sorry, you're not playing anymore.
Steve Goldstein, watch Goldie tomorrow and then Tuesday and Wednesday. I told this, I think we had Moeller on last week, or I guess earlier this week. Because the games 2 and 3 are Tuesday and Wednesday at noon, the end of the game, the end of playoff hockey, Crowder and I are going to be doing our show. It's so uncool for me personally because I want to focus on a game. I've been waiting for Panthers hockey, playoff hockey, for so long. So I told Moeller, I'm hoping the series goes 5 games because I want to actually be able to watch games 4 and 5, you know, when I don't have to concentrate on doing the show. So I'm okay with whatever happens 2 out of these 3 games.
Well, maybe we'll go triple overtime one of them, and you'll never get on the air. Yeah. So.
Well, we're on all the stations, Papa. So it's not
true.
Even like I get
you
time
guys are
off.
On like you guys are on like 9 stations. You guys are when like a president holds a press conference, every channel picks
yes.
you up. You guys are big
and
time.
In fact,
I forgot about that.
Crowder and I, because we're trying to just take over everything. So we're actually letting the Marlins know that we're willing to take the place of one of their COVID players. You know, wherever you need us, Crowder and I will show up.
Hawk on second. Who's on second?
Give me the hot corner. Give me the hot corner. Put me on third. Give me the hot corner, Goldie. Anyway, watch Goldie tomorrow,
now batting,
Fox Sports Florida.
Number 52, Channing Crowder.
Manny Mota. Mota.
Hey, man, why the hell are you throwing that ball so hard, bro? Damn.
Watch Goldie on Fox Sports Florida, and you can listen to Doug Plagans on the call on 560 WQAM The Joe for every Panthers game. It all starts tomorrow. Good luck, man. We are rooting for some Panthers dubs, man.
So am I. Appreciate it very much, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Steve Goldstein there, Florida Panthers play-by-play man on Fox Sports Florida. All right, it's Friday. We got sports tomorrow. We take a quick break. We come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I would say my suggestion to everyone is don't get chlamydia.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hawkman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. We are less than 24 hours away from the Miami Heat being on the basketball court. Looking forward to that. We'll have Lee Sterling today, professional sports handicapper. He'll give us his pick. We're going to debut a brand new segment today as well. Get everybody's predictions here and add a little spice to the proceedings. We'll get to that later on.
When is the new segment? I love this segment.
About 5:30, 5:40.
Oh, don't miss it, baby. 5:40. Set your alarm clocks because I love this
putting
new
one. My own money. Oh, I am putting my own money up. I don't think you get a chance to win, though.
Huh?
You're too rich.
Don't do that to me. No, I made a lot of bad decisions. I ain't got nan dime.
I thought you had the only house on the block. Paid for.
That's why I'm the king around here.
We had this thing yesterday. This is so funny, man. So Solana put together, it came together organically on the air. And then Solana yesterday, he tweeted it out and Instagrammed it out and posted it on the 560 and the 790 Instagrams. I like to call it the wrong name challenge. And I just saw that our friend John Michaels just retweeted it from the 560 The Joe Twitter account. John Michaels wrote, man, this is gold. We had a mispronunciation on the show yesterday from Crowder. Crowder was trying to say Arnold Schwarzenegger. Play that one, Solana.
And Arnold Schnorkenegger.
I don't even, like, it's so impossible to mispronounce it that way. And then obviously we know Rick Ross saying Tua Tagovailoa sounds like this.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. But then yesterday, this was made aware to me on Twitter. I had never heard this before. Had you ever heard this? I mean, this has to be 4 years old, right?
Yes. And this was before. This was before we knew who Giannis was. This was puppy Giannis,
right? I mean, how long has he been in the NBA, Solana? It's got to be about what, 4 years?
I think five. This is his fifth season.
Five. So this has to be his rookie season, right? Because I mean, obviously, Eric Reed is as professional a broadcaster. Yes. As you will find, not just in South Florida, but anywhere. That dude is a master at his craft. Really good. Has more statistics ready to go than any broadcaster you'll hear. Like, really informative during a game. I would imagine Eric Reed does not mispronounce many names, right?
No, Hawk, and I'm not even doing this as a homer. I enjoy listening to Eric call Heat games over anybody. And I'm not taking shots, but over anybody because of how informed he is.
No, totally agree. So I would imagine this is A, embarrassing for Eric Reed, but B, not indicative of his normal game preparation. But, you know, who knows? You're looking it over. You're like, hey, you know that new rookie out of Greece, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you think you got it or whatever, but you haven't called his name a lot in a game. And you figure, I got it. And then you get into the game and you see who just scored. And you look down on your score sheet, and maybe the name, it was like Isaias, right? With the, like, yes. I've practiced pronouncing this hurricane, Isaias. And then yesterday I called it Hurricane Isaiah. I in the moment I looked down at my notes, it became Isaiah. So this was just brought to my attention yesterday on Twitter. But here was Eric Reed's first call of Giannis Antetokounmpo against the Heat. And here's how he pronounced Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Antetokounmpo for three. He nailed for three. He nailed that.
Antetokounmpo for three.
You're 100% right. You could say that name, practice that name. You're in the heat of the game and you see a 15-letter name. Oh, boy. Back to phonics. Anton Kokomu.
Yeah, it's so great. So we had a little contest yesterday. You know, what was the worst mispronunciation? So play them all again. So people loved this on Instagram and Twitter. But by a wide margin, Eric Reed was the winner. I'm telling you, my wife and I, she had not heard it. And I just played it like I'm looking at the Instagram account last night. And so the sound comes on and she is crying. There are tears running down her eyes. We listened to this 25 times. So here is Channing Crowder yesterday pronouncing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which is really any other. It's like a horse that runs a great race but just happened to go against Secretariat that day. Like any other day, Schwarzenegger is going to be the winner by a wide margin. Here's Rick Ross with Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Which is great. But here it is, Secretariat in the gate, Eric Reed with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Would you argue it, Solana? Like, that's the runaway winner, right?
Yeah, I just don't like what's happening where now people are getting on Eric Reed. Like, that's my guy. You know, you can't just – let's settle down. Eric Reed, he can have one mispronunciation in his career.
Who's telling him that he can't?
Nah, people are – I don't like it. I don't like the Eric Reed slander. I'm just not here for it.
Solana, let me tell you, because I know E. Reed's a G. G's, if you're not getting hated on, you're not doing your job. Right.
I would imagine, too, that Eric Reed would tell you that was not his best moment as a broadcaster.
Antetokounmpo for three.
Is it possible that there was a player a few years ago named Antetokounmpo and someone just is fooling me on Twitter that he was trying to say Antetokounmpo?
No. No, Hawk. There's no Antetokounmpos.
There's no Antetokounmpo. A G League call up. Maybe there really is a player out of Tokumbu, and I've gotten fooled
for three.
I've gotten fooled on this. Solana, you're our NBA expert. Any chance?
No chance.
No chance.
I was gonna say.
Oh my god, I am dying to get an Antetokounmpo jersey in the mail.
You know what? You know what jersey is gonna be? Giannis.
No, there's got to be an Antetokounmpo. Now I'm starting to doubt whether he mispronounced Antetokounmpo that much. I'm starting to think that maybe I'm getting fooled. Like that, we have to look back in the clips, Solana. Maybe he was actually calling Antetokounmpo's three-pointer.
That's what Jimmy Butler should have on the back of his jersey in this NBA restart. You know how, like, he right now it's to be determined what he's going to have on the back. They don't want to allow him to put nothing on the back. He should have Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. I got to hear it one more time.
Antetokounmpo for three.
But. Let's let go that we know it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. That was a great call. That was a very professional call. Yeah.
Great call. Yeah, you heard the ball swish right through the hoop. I mean, it was perfect.
Antetokounmpo for three.
I got to hear Schwarzenegger again. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a pretty common name at this point. Like, we all know how to say it, except Channing Crowder.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How does he even come out, Schwarzenegger?
Man, it's too long, man, and all those vowels and syllables and vowels. You know what happens?
It's so great. All right, well, there you go. A little fun for today as we move ahead. Got a big sports weekend coming up. Heat tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Panthers tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Unfortunately, you were supposed to have a Marlins game. I think in the evening tomorrow, but obviously they're not playing till at least next week at the earliest. But there is UFC Fight Night tomorrow night as well. Lee Sterling's been on fire. He's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour today. Usually he's on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. But Mark Richt, former head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, he's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour today. Let's take a quick break here. 3 o'clock hour begins next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.